my name is Nathan, and welcome to Season 2 of the podcast. As you guys know, we are reading a book, but if you don't know, then you must be new. I had Season 1 on my old blog, but that season sadly ended and now sadly finished, and now we're on Season 2. Sadly, that book is gone because I accidentally read all of the chapters and it got really girly and I don't think you would like that. So yeah, I have a new book, and we're not going to waste any time. It's from my favorite author, David Walliams. Codename's Bananas. We might not read chapter 1 and just focus on some characters. I have another podcast down below, maybe, of if you don't finish the other characters. So let's start. London, December 1940, Second World War. Britain has been in a bitter war with Nazi Germany for over a year. It is the height of the Blitz, and Nazi bombs rain down on the city. The people of London live in fear, as do the animals of the city, particularly those in London Zoo. The characters in our adventure are Eric. This short, shy 11-year-old boy has sticky out ears and wears glasses with one of the lens cracked. Sadly, like many children of the time, Eric has lost both of his parents in the war. Now an orphan, he withdraws and sad most of the time. The only thing that makes the boy happy is visiting London Zoo. There he has formed a very special friendship with a huge furry friend. More of her in a moment. Uncle Sid. Sid is Eric's great uncle and the oldest keeper at London Zoo. He has worked there for longer than anyone can remember, including him. Like many men at the outbreak of the First World War, he enlisted to become a soldier. However, on his very first day on the battlefields of France, he stepped on an enemy mine and lost both of his legs. Nowadays, Sid gets out about on 10 legs, but nothing can his fighting spirit. The zookeeper would give anything to be able to battle with the Nazi and prove himself to be a hero once and for all. Grandma. Eric's grandma is a fearsome character. She dresses from head to toe in black. Black shoes, black coat, and black pillbox hat. The dear old lady never goes anywhere without her ear trumpet, which helps her hear. This doubles as a weapon to bash folks out of her way. When Eric became an orphan, she took the boy in to live with her. As much as he loved his grandma, Eric finds it hard to be around her as she is very strict. Bessie. Bessie is a larger-than-life lady bursting with love and laughter. She works as a doctor in a military hospital in London where day and night she tends to wounded soldiers. Bessie and Sid are next door neighbors, living side by side in a row of tiny terraced houses. A bomb blasts her a hole in the fence that divides their back garden, so Bessie can pop around to see Sid at any time of the day or night. Okay, so we are going to stop there, because we have pretty much a lot of characters, so there will be 3 parts of this, but there will be a few down there to listen. Okay, bye! See you in the next one!